When he woke to news on July 5th that more than 100 people had been shot in Chicago over a four-day period, 15 of them fatally, 16-year-old Carlos Yanez shrugged it off.
I'm used to it. Like, after a while, you just get used to it. Like, what can you do? We don't have no one helping us. What can we do?
Yanez says an increased police presence and a national spotlight on the violence has not helped those who live in these South Chicago neighborhoods.
This has been going on, and it just gets worse and worse. All these new cop cars, you know, all the equipment, but yet they still can't fix the violence.
Violence that has narrowly missed Yanez. He says he is not affiliated with a gang, but he has dodged bullets 5 times. Many of those around him have been wounded or killed.
I've been shot at, I've lost friends to gang violence. I lost my first friend when I was 13 years old. And that's typically the story of young people living in the South Side of Chicago. Death is a constant fear.
Fear seems far away from these streets in the Back of the Yards neighborhood Bert Aguayo grew up in.
Whole streets! Our streets! Whole streets!
Our streets!
Drum beats replace the sound of gunshots on this balmy Friday evening as Aguayo leads a group, mostly of young people, on a march to increase the peace.
This neighborhood typically has dealt with a lot of violence in the past couple of weeks, and what we try to do here is really stay on a block and have a positive presence and promote peace through our young people. Not only are they usually seen as part of the problem, but they are actually part of the solution.
This Increase the Peace event at St. Joseph's Church is the first of several planned for Fridays this summer in different Chicago neighborhoods. But organizer Destiny Geiger realizes these events can only go so far.
The root of the problem is lack of resources, which results in violence. So therefore, to fix the fact that violence exists, you have to fix the fact that there are a lack of resources or a lack of community.
One resource she thinks would help is a youth or community center, a permanent place for young people to go for positive and healthy activities. With or without those resources, Geiger says the primary goal is to change the narrative of violence.
I don't think the violence will shape us. I think the leadership by young people is going to shape us. I think that's what's beautiful about this, is that it's not focused on violence.
But it is violence that continues. On the weekend of this Increase the Peace event, 41 people were shot in the city, 3 of them fatally. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.